We're joined by head coach Brandon Burkhead over at Pattonsburg. Victory number one for the Panthers came on the road on Friday night at Schuyler County, 78-40. And it, now it's right into the teeth of the Grand River Conference. It's diving headfirst into this rough and tough GRC 8 as a home game with North Andrews this week, King City next week, Stanbury the week after that. So for those that like rivalry matchups and conference matchups, Coach, they're coming the next 3 weeks. Do you feel like are the boys ready for the GRC?
Oh, they better be.
it's coming one way or the other,
North
right?
North Andrews coming. So, I mean, I've told them that they're going to have to step up because North Andrews is not going to be messing around. They're big and fast and ready to hit somebody, so.
If I remember right, you saw North Andrew the Jamboree a couple weeks back, right, Coach?
Yep.
What did you learn about them that night that you hope helps you this week in preparation?
They're not afraid to run it right down your throat. I think a lot of teams are kind of doing that to us this year, but I think we're adjusting to it, and we're like we found a defense that might help a little bit.
That's the one area of concern that you had when you get physical football teams that like to just run the ball between the hash marks. It's one thing to say, guys, we got to be bigger and stronger and stop the run. It's another thing that the guys know what North Andrew is. So that got to help a little bit with the messaging this week, does it not?
Yeah, for sure. Most of the kids know who's over there, so they know what to expect. Last year, I think they graduated one senior. So our boys know that they're getting the same as last year, but most of those kids are bigger and faster too. So our boys are ready to step up, I think.
At some point, you need to win battles at the line of scrimmage, but how important does your linebacker play in filling holes? Because they will make holes, I'm sure, with the guys up front. How important will your linebackers filling those things be on Friday night, Coach?
That's mainly his job Friday night is to – if there's anything that gets in his direction, it's his. We've got some speed in the backfield, but I think our goal, until they prove us otherwise, is to stop them at the line or shortly after with the linebacker.
So they're big and rough and tough. You guys, you said you'd put your, just track speed as far as, getting outside and flying up and down the field, you put it against anybody in the state. How does your speed match up against theirs? Is that your big advantage this week, Coach?
I think so. Obviously their advantage is size, and I think ours will be speed, but we have to give our quarterback enough protection for our speed to work, so yeah. It'll be interesting.
I know that opponents can be different, so the difference between LeBlanc and Schuyler County I'm not sure of, but you had very successful night last week, not so much against LeBlanc. How much of it was just the opponent wasn't as good? How much of it was you guys look better?
I'm not going to say Schuyler County's not a good team because they've improved a lot, but their Bishop's quarterback he's an all-around quarterback, and we had to contain him more than anything. Schuyler County, we kind of had to spread it out and contain the wide receiver, the running back, and the quarterback. But I think our defense, towards the end of the second quarter, we noticed that their line was getting pretty tired, and I've been telling our boys all year that our conditioning is our number one goal, because if we can outrun a team, that's going to be our advantage. I think that's what worked for us Friday night.
So offensively, I'd look at 78. That's a big number you put up at Schuyler County. Were you able to get those advantages, those one-on-one opportunities outside the hash marks that you like from your offensive football team last week, Coach?
Yeah, we did. Brody Langford had, I think, 289 receiving yards. Landon Preston, he stepped up to replace Tyson. He had a little over 100, I believe. And then we noticed one of their defenders was limping. So we started picking on him a little bit with Sam Corn. So, overall, I think we had the advantage on the outside. And Caden Walker was the same way.
It was a long bus ride. We talked about the challenge last week of having to go all the way to Schuyler County and getting off the bus and ready to play. Did you feel like your football team handled all those challenges well, Coach?
Yeah, at first they were kind of sluggish, but we picked it up, and I was happy with it overall.
As you just look at your team overall, there's certainly challenges that North Andrew will present that we've talked about already. But where do you feel best about your football team here through 2 weeks?
I think really just the way they're improving. I mean, they're hungry every week and they want to come out and compete. We've got kids with injuries that are probably out for a while, and we've got kids with injuries that are pushing through, and I mean, they want to be here, so that's a big advantage for me.
The work ethic is in place. North Andrew, Friday night, 7 o'clock from Pattonsburg High School. That's the head coach of the Panthers, Brandon Burkhead. Coach, good luck to you and the Panthers. We'll talk to you Friday night.
All right, thank you.